Why did you get pee shy when I tried to record you? Way to fade down as I talk, by the way. Smooth. so smooth. You're sitting here sicking Oliver or whatever.
Yeah, because you were being sneaky. Why don't you just ask for a performance?
You mean like that time the girl got naked on Yahoo Cam and then I captured it without her knowledge and she's yet to let me live it down?
Yeah, or when you keep making these stupid Vine videos of me and not telling me.
Okay, I'll make one right now
as
we're talking.
No, I don't want to. I don't want
to. Oh, really?
I don't want to. I'm not going to.
I'm making one right now.
Oh,
really? You're gonna hide behind a sweatshirt like a mutant? You look like a Jawa.
Jawa.
Oh my God! You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Go there for all the information you need to track the show. For example, go there. You'll learn we do one every Monday and every Thursday.
What?
New episode of the show
every week.
And you'll get the Twitter handle of both yours truly, I'm at Papa's Basement, and my co-hostess, Allison Frank.
That's me.
You want to get a hold of her, she's at A-L-L-I-S-0-N-F-R-A-N-K.
Wow.
And we're also on Facebook.
Who picked that handle?
If you're in 2005, go to Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. Give us a like.
Yeah, you can find me there too, somewhere.
Somewhere in the mix. But really just stalk her via the Twitter.
Yeah, I need some followers.
I like saying that because it takes a real dedicated, weird online person to have a Twitter account.
What?
Like, it's not a normal thing to have a Twitter, as far as I'm concerned. Unless you're, like, 20 or under.
Yeah, yeah.
Then the kids, if you will, they seem to tweet a lot.
Yeah.
But older people, it's really only those interested in self-promotion that do a bunch with Twitter, like me.
Yeah.
A radio personality.
I mean, I know a lot of people.
A website entertainer, you know.
I know a lot of people who have one, but they don't use it.
Exactly. Yeah. They're still a little egg picture.
Yeah.
And they have one tweet and it says, "This is my first tweet." Hi, everybody.
Yeah. That was me two weeks ago.
It's left there.
2 weeks ago.
The kids, though, they love that Twitter, except they don't do anything of meaning using it. I'm going to bring this down, by the way. This
I found that, but I was going to ask you about that because in my experience, I don't really have, it seems Facebook is more of a forum for all of those mock inspirational people. Like, you know, every day's a new day and let's thank God for our breath. And
the obnoxious Twitter equivalent of that is the accounts that do nothing but tweet their horoscope.
Oh.
Like they've just gone quiet, but they let some horoscope app take over and have access. So once a day it'll be like, "You're feeling feisty, sexy, and fun. More for Aquarius at ... You're just like, oh, I hate you. Die.
I mean, I don't like all those cheesy Facebook things either. I mean, it's just ridiculous. They just
I've blocked every app invite.
But it's not an app. These are actual people, and they just fancy themselves as some kind of Gandhi of Facebook or something.
Oh, those are the worst.
Yeah, they're just like, you know.
What are they posting, though? Is it actual links to news information? Because I hate the junior reporters.
They'll either quote it themselves, but they won't credit. It's kind of like Twitter, where they'll retweet or whatever, but they won't credit you with it, and they don't credit George Washington or Gandhi. Mm-hmm. They just make it like their own, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
eye for an eye makes the whole world blind, and you're like, yeah.
No quotations. nothing.
That's me.
You're like, what a deep soul I'm friends with. I'm so lucky.
How come I never hear you talk about these things when you're giving me an oil change?
What? Using the verbiage of the previous episode.
I'm just saying, like, who are these people? My sister's one. And somebody said, you know, the people who do all these inspirational quotes, they deserve to die or they just need to knock it off. And I was like, yeah, my sister is one of those people. And
your sister needs to die. She's a bit of a C. I'm saying it.
You can say it, but yeah. I won't say it. But it's just, she just pumps all of those things.
She pumps a lot of things.
Apparently. She's on. You could probably find her on Sugar Daddies or whatever.
I wouldn't doubt it.
No, she really is. She met someone once at Virginia Beach there.
I know a couple chicks that have done the Sugar Daddy route.
It's nasty.
I mean, some characters online.
Yeah, I mean, he had this huge suite and everything. I didn't know that's the reason for the trip. I mean, I thought it was a family thing. And
she even fooled me. I just like to think if I were going to waste money on a woman, it'd be more attractive. I don't feel I would need to sugar daddy someone that looks like your sister. You pretty much need to do a 2 for $20 down at Fridays to get your way with that. that caliber of woman. But whatever.
She's the cute one. I'm the smart
one. No. Your sister's the skanky manipulative one.
She is pretty manipulative.
You're the not as skanky manipulative one.
I mean, I believe in some of those things that like eye for eye makes the whole world blind and all that. I mean, I really? Do, but I mean, am
Does
I gonna...
that one? Do you have the tattoo? Is it part of your tribal tramp stamp?
You know what I saw? I saw the worst tattoo ever. This woman has across her chest. Well, one of the worst ones. One of them had eyeballs, an actual, like, not even cartoon eyes or whatever, like actual tattooed eyes, one on each breast.
I'm going to put this out there right now. Women, tattoos, for the most part, skanky, period.
Yeah.
Anything near the breast, though, disgusting, sacrilegious. You might as well take a dump on an Indian burial ground.
Do you know the quote that most men and women, I don't know about women, but at least men are totally annoyed with and they don't ever want to hear it is everything happens for a reason. Like, especially when something terrible is happening to
nothing
you.
Nothing happens for a reason.
And they're like, everything
it is
happens
all
for
a cruel random void.
Well,
why do people not comprehend that? There's nothing.
She liked that quote so much she had it scrolled across her chest.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what was the reason for that? Her dad didn't hug her enough?
It's horrible. Why would you do that? Like, I've just seen some pretty
like if you wrote target practice, it'd be funny for 5 seconds. Like, every guy would get one off on you and then just be like, you're disgusting. Get it out the door.
These aren't going to suck themselves or something. You know, it's like,
whoa. We don't work blue here. Come on. You're better than that, Frank.
I am, but that's ridiculous. Why would you want to do anything there anyhow?
You don't have any tattoos, right?
No, but I have 6 piercings, but I have no tattoos. And listen to this.
Piercings, I get way more in tattoos because you just pull them out and they're done.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, that's fine.
You might have like a little pinprick or something and people are like, oh, it didn't heal up. It's like, I didn't notice. I don't care.
My nose ring came out 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And I thought, forget it. It's gone. And I never take it out. I just always leave it in. But for whatever reason, it had come out, and I just thought, sayonara, I lost one. I'm going to have to go get another one. And it's always kind of difficult because I like the smaller gauge. I don't like this big. I don't want a bolt, a Frankenstein bolt out of my nose or whatever.
Oh, you don't want the actual hole cut out of the side of the nose, and then someone puts a plug in there?
An expander.
You ever seen that sexy look?
No, not an expander in the nose.
Yeah.
So it's like...
they're breathing through like 4 nostrils.
It's like a front-loading washing machine.
Yes.
So you can just see whatever's circulating in there.
It's so gross. I saw some guy...
My nose is a vacuum cleaner and you can see for yourself.
The dudes who are excessively into piercings...
Yeah.
It's like the adult version of wearing the Metallica shirt daily, which I did as a kid, but you grow out of it.
Yeah.
It just... Nothing screams, I do not get laid like that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you bang some other bitch full of metal, like that you meet once or twice a year at some convention for this sort of thing. Oh, it's disgusting. The heavily pierced women, whatever, they're still going to get theirs because they're women.
Yeah, yeah.
A woman could crawl out of a dumpster and 3 guys would be looking to sniff her
out
her
true.
Ass.
That is true. I mean, I'm living proof of that. I mean,
exactly.
On any given day,
dumpster mermaid.
I could be mistaken for homeless. Someone had said something like, are you a heels or a flats girl? I'm like, neither.
I like to tie a newspaper around my foot with twine. Keeps the broken glass out.
Because I'm the butcher's daughter. We have a lot of that paper and twine around.
Is that song?
No.
From, what the hell's that from? No. Damn it.
I don't know.
Now you got...
I don't know what you're talking
about. Something's daughter.
I don't know. I don't know.
Was the movie Closer? And like the song was just like, can't take my eyes off of you over and over and over. Can't take my eyes off of you.
What was that?
Can't take my eyes. Blower's Daughter.
That's what it is. I used to like that song.
It's so horrible. It's like the kind of cheesy crap if you wanted to screw a white girl in 2003, you'd play.
It might have worked for me. Might have.
Oh, no.
I actually did like that song. Yeah.
You got a lot of fond memories with that track as you stare up at your ankles in the air.
No. No, but I do like classical pieces. I mean, what about that? Do you have any, like, words, like hump tunes? Do you have music that you like to...
Screw to?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My Keith Sweat?
Yes.
I'm like... I'm not white, but I'm white enough where I don't really have hump tunes.
I just want your mom to come home one day and have every freaking day and every freaking night just blaring from just your bedroom window.
Al Green smells like a fish fry. No.
What's wrong with that?
I've banged to a couple of different tracks.
But what about
in my
when
day.
You were in your independence and you had your townhouse and all that?
Like, sure.
Yeah. So
only music I needed was the sound of a floor getting punished.
I don't
thrust after thrust through the bed.
And now it's the music.
Did not care to have hump music whatsoever.
Now you play your own personal fap tunes.
Nah, I just listen to like Opie and Anthony podcasts while whacking it. Just multitask. Nothing physically arousing about that, but porn just gets old. So you're just kind of like, ah, oh, that was a good one, Jim.
Jim Norton is so handsome.
I like Jim. I'm not going to say he's particularly handsome. He's not ugly.
He's a delicious dish.
Average.
But you know, I actually found my nose ring. It was in the bed.
I thought you were going to say you fished through your stool.
No, but I was like, you know what? It was like, I felt like Columbus, just me making a discovery. I was like, yeah, 1492 just reoccurred right here. Look at, I found this treasure.
I love finding lost junk.
It was amazing. That needle in the haystack thing, that's really what happened. I was so, it was a very big moment. And
I
just wanted
my
like
rechargeable
a flag or a trophy.
A That was 8 seconds of talking over each other. It was amazing. Professional.
Oh, my. So you don't have any hump tunes, huh?
No, I remember there was like a country
girl. You don't ever
girl.
Do a mood, or you don't set a mood or try to create a mood? Or like, what if you're coming over? What if you really like her?
Yeah, my mood is no tears, bitch.
So Johnson's and Johnson's.
Exactly.
Stole your tag phrase.
Don't cry. It makes me soft. That's the mood.
No more tears.
No, I'm I remember banging like a country girl to, oh, this is back in like 03 maybe or 05. And she just put on their local rock station. So I was listening to like Godsmack and.
But it kind of creates a moment. Like when you have
Nickelback.
That thing, if you have a good, I guess it can be create a bad moment if you have a bad sexual experience. What was
you
that?
All right? You need your voice back.
I suppose if you have a bad
is
sexual
your head
experience.
Shrinking like Beetlejuice as that went down?
I don't know. But if you have a good one, then it can bring back some good memories.
I just remember the boning for the bonings. Like, there are only certain sexual encounters I have that I really remember.
Yeah.
To be quite honest. I probably remember 1 in 5, and it's usually for one specific incident that happened.
That was
the time I shot in someone's hair or something like, and I'll remember these little fragments of it.
Yeah.
But there's very few where I go back and I like think about that so much that it gets me off or something like that. Like,
well,
those are the rare finds.
But I mean, don't you want to create, like, you're doing it more for the woman. Like, we do plenty of things for the man, you know what I mean? To kind of get ready or whatever, to make ourselves beautiful. Not
what?
Me.
I was going to say.
Not me. I'm as is. That's my motto. Take
shave
it or leave
the,
it.
Shave the barnacles off your flesh. What else?
They're like, yeah, I'm just dressed in burlap and, I don't know, sweatpants. My neighbor came over. Listen to this.
Yeah.
My neighbor. This is terrible. She's like, she comes over, and one of my favorite things to wear around the house, when my ex and I split up 150 years ago.
Bunker robe?
Like, no. We split up a long, long time ago, but his grandfather had all of these work shirts from the military. They were his grandfather's. So, you know, T-shirts that get old with wear or whatever, they're so thin and silky, smooth and whatever. So it's cotton, but it's cotton that's become almost like silk. Anyhow, between that and his boxers, that's what I would like to wear.
We call that redneck cashmere.
Yes. Yeah, so anyhow, I didn't commandeer any of his grandfather's work shirts because those were special and sentimental to him and made him think of his grandfather who had passed away, who was more like a dad to him. But I commandeered several pairs of his boxer briefs, and I wear those around the house. I wear them to sleep in. So my neighbor comes over, and now she's coming over earlier and earlier every day. Like, she doesn't even get up.
This
usually.
Is current? Or?
Yeah. So she comes over the other day.
Who? You're such a freak. You actually deal with your neighbors? I don't know who lives in my neighborhood anymore.
I never used to. And you know what? It's funny. When I had my house, and I was living in Winchester. I lived there for...
Funchester.
Yeah, Funchester. Right. I was living there for 13 years. I can remember being with my ex-husband at the ice cream stand just less than a mile from our house, and he's just yapping away to this couple.
Was he more sociable than you?
No, but he was very social, and he was very warm, and he was kind of like the woman in the relationship, very masculine.
Uh-huh.
But when it came to certain things...
Sex.
No, he was very masculine there as well.
Oh, I thought you were just going to say, like, he rolled over and pulled down his trunks and presented.
No, but he was chatting up somebody, and I just assumed that it was somebody from work. And I was like, who was that? Like, who was it? And he was like, our neighbor? And I was like, I had no idea.
Ah,
you know what I mean? And sometimes
you must have been the worst couple. Like, who could have stood two people as social as you?
No
one wants that.
He was, I'm more out there and obnoxious. And it's funny, when we got married, everyone thought, you know what? David's going to simmer her down. Like, David's going to be good for her because he was in the military.
Is that code for slap you?
Kind of. They thought, you know what? Somebody's going to mellow her out.
Uh-huh.
Just iron out all the wrinkles. And just, I just made him crazier. Like, then he started doing like monkey noises and becoming more animated. It's like
my
personality was contagious, and so he became sillier. Yeah, poor fellow.
Like,
and then people
were
like,
Baltimore.
You know, then guys are like, "Why are you single?" I'm like, "I'm divorced for a reason. Like, it's just not, I'm fun, but it's kind of like SpongeBob."
You'll get married again.
I said I would like to.
I believe it.
I mean, it's just fun. I enjoyed it.
Be someone who listens to the radio show.
Will it? You're making a prediction.
Yeah.
Well, your prediction's for Nikki. Oh, whatever. Nickster. What's her handle?
Original Nickster.
Yeah.
At Original Nickster.
Yeah. So.
NIXSTER.
Yes.
Because everyone has these hard to spell handles. Go on.
But you were supposed to get her loads of dates, and what happened?
I don't know.
Yeah.
People didn't date her. I tried. What do you want?
I don't know. So where's my husband? Is this going to be another one of those?
Michael Jordan tried at baseball. I don't know what to tell you. Can't rule it everything.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so anyway.
So anyway what?
I don't know what we're talking about.
There's transitions, smoother ones.
Smoother ones.
You were telling a story, and then you're like, yeah, what about Nickster? Okay, what?
I don't know. Oh, so my husband, yeah.
There
so, I
go.
Mean, I look back on my husband with fondness. I look back on
That's
it,
good.
My marriage with fondness. I don't have any angst or whatever. Yeah, it went belly up, but...
We were talking about boning to music and making memories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's
but
how
we actually did play music, and I do enjoy music.
While being intimate.
All the time, actually.
Oh.
When I'm cooking and when I'm doing stuff, it actually just creates a mood. I grew up with music. Music was always playing. We talked about this before.
It was a rare... When I was a kid, my old man listened to Greek 8-tracks, which are still in the garage to this day.
But I'd like that, too. I'd get into that. I like everything.
Yeah, I remember
country.
Certain Greek songs that he just played to death.
Yeah.
Like, I could hum them to this day.
Yeah.
Otherwise, music for me, I got into it when I was about 10, like Motley Crue, Metallica...
Yeah. But they played hump tunes. I don't know. Who's the poor
You're not
going
to screw someone a sad but true. I mean, you are, but she's a real pump. No classy girl's going to take it to the Black Album.
I mean, I do like those. I mean, somebody was talking about that. Like, what are your ones? And I mean, there's certain ones that kind of create a mood.
I got real bored with music, mm-hmm. to be quite honest, around...
CNC Music Factory.
Well, you know, when you perfected it, well, I keep going. I'm trying to think when I stopped buying albums maybe at 21.
Somebody
it's
said,
almost been like a decade since I really bought albums.
Somebody sent a Twitter. It's I think it's somebody famous. It's one of the Sklar brothers or whatever.
The Sklars, yes.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
And he said, you know, I exposed my daughter to, just to be funny, to... MC Hammer's Can't Touch This, and his oldest one said, Can't Touch What?
Humor runs in the family. We'll leave it at that.
Well, I'm just saying, like, yeah, I mean, that's like scenes at the Music Factory. I mean, that's just annoying to me. I hear that and I'm just annoyed. But I do like music and I play music all the time, especially if I'm cooking or doing something. Like, it's kind of motivating to me.
I like comedy.
Yeah.
Like, I put on Opie and Anthony. That's the only good comedy talk radio out there that I listen to.
Really. I don't really get into talk radio. Oh, and you know,
the show you do.
I mean, I don't like to listen to something. It, to me, there's got to be certain energy and a pace to it, and I really prefer music over
and
talking.
We bring neither.
Then why am I dancing? Like, oh my golly. But yeah, always music. Music is always going. And it was always going as a kid too. Like, we always grew up and my mom always had music on. You know what I found? I found too that I love to drive. I've always loved to drive, like to do road trips or whatever.
You know, you love to drive until it comes to anything driving involved with me. And then it's like, my car's old. I don't. Come on, drive
it's
me to the station.
It's not about that. Yeah, if you want me to drive your car because you don't like driving, I would drive it. But my car is
on. I don't mind driving for road trips. I just need a chauffeur for all the damn traffic in this area.
I don't mind to drive that. Why don't you let me drive you around? I'll drive your own car.
What, so you can crash it?
No,
are you
I'm
insured?
Not. Yeah, I'm insured.
Whatever. What gypsy insurance do you have?
I have Progressive. It's
do they
good.
Pay you out in goats if you crash my car?
No.
I don't trust you. I never got the boning to music thing because I was a drummer for a long time.
Yeah.
So all I would do.
By a long time, you mean a half an hour, according to your mom.
No, like, age 10 to 16 or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I logged enough time. And I would just end up humping to the rhythm. And then the girl would be like, are you? And I'd be like, yeah. And I think that would be a weird moment, personally. Because what are you supposed to do? Screw off rhythm? That doesn't sound good.
No, but it's more it creates the mood. So I think, I mean, not everything has the cadence of
like bump
R&B.
And grind. Like bump and grind comes on. Are you supposed to really like have a angry quick bang to that? I can't.
Why? That's fun.
No, that's it's a slow rhythm. Like, you know, that's slow. You should just do, like,
you sound, that sound like Sinatra.
Some,
that's Dean Martin.
Some slow thrust of that. Like, if I'm really pounding it, I'm going to need Cannibal Corpse or something playing it. The Cookie Monster singing. Gonna eat Carcass or Slayer.
Oh, my. No, so
I'm
don't.
Very angry.
No. But music plays a big part. But I was going to say
in
about
the
driving.
Making
but
of
but
one
I don't like
play.
Driving without music. And I find myself when there's no noise. Imagine this. I find myself making noises.
Oh, know? Really?
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
I borrowed a friend's car.
You ball up your fist like an autistic.
And I had to do this long commute for this private duty gig I had done. And driving back, I just found myself going, beep, 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 you know, just making noises because the radio did not work. And I thought, you know what? It blows to drive.
I have Sirius and I love it, but there are times I'll go without it, especially lately.
It's rare. If I'm without it, then I'm talking on the phone.
Yeah, sometimes I just try for silence to clear my mind. Like, I'm like, this is my meditation time.
I asked my neighbor, I was like, why did you move here? Like, what is the point of being
I'm just
here?
Public. I'm making noise, just like you said. You've influenced me.
And she said, because it's so peaceful and it's so quiet, or people like to go out in the cabin in the woods because it's so peaceful. I don't like that. I mean, I like being at the ocean, but I like to hear the, you know, the ebb and flow of the waves.
Caw-caw, caw-caw.
I just don't
the
like
barge.
I don't like silence. Like, that's to me, that's intimidating. Like when somebody says, hey, John, why don't you come over? We need to talk. I'm like, let's talk right now. Like, why do I have to come over? Why do I have to sit down? I don't want
to come over to talk.
Yeah. Don't you have people do that? My ex-husband was big for that. He's like, yeah, we need to talk about
every
something.
So anytime someone wants you to come over to talk,
yeah,
it's because they have nothing really planned out and they just want to jerk off.
No, I'm saying, like, if you have an unresolved issue or something's happening, like your mom's like, hey, when you come home, we need to talk about something. I'm like,
yeah, I hate that. Let's get it done now. Yeah. I'm a busy man.
Yeah, that's me. I think I'm a dude.
Just get it out there.
That's kind of a female thing, but it's not within me. I'm just
it
like,
never takes more than 30 seconds to say anything.
Yeah.
I think you're cheating on me with the pool boy.
Yeah. Just spit it out. Like,
you're a
why
horrible cook and I regret marrying you.
Why do I need to sit down? Like, just tell me right here and
get
now.
Get it out there.
That's what I say. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Like, no, I don't want to prolong it. I don't want to just drag it out. Just
oh, man,
it.
You have given me the best segue ever into our next segment.
Which is?
Speaking of not being able to be quiet.
Oh, my.
I watched Superman.
Oh, gosh. That was
Friday.
The segue?
Yeah. Because we're going to talk about someone who didn't shut the hell up the entire time I watched the movie.
Oh, my. Who did you go with? Not me. That wasn't very nice.
No, I went with my buddy Tony, who's having health issues, and it was his birthday, so I wanted to treat him a little.
Yeah, he's got the poops.
But I'm glad you're... No, his liver's slowly failing, right, but I'm glad you trivialize it and call it diarrhea.
Maybe he should just have some chia seeds and man up.
Really? Is the chia going to heal his liver duct problem?
Yeah, actually it is.
Well, then why don't you get in touch with Tony on Facebook? I'll give you his email address if you can heal my friend.
Oh, my.
No, little Miss Big Man over here, the shaman, healing people with seeds and mud. Come on, make it happen.
Okay. I'm in.
I'm sure he'll be happy to not have to pay all the medical bills anymore.
Yeah. So what about Superman?
Why don't you just smear a bluebird feather across
him? Did you guys, both the two of you went. Did you both enjoy it? Did you both like it? Thumbs up, thumbs down. I mean, let's not talk about the commentary from the other people.
Really? You want me to take a 20-minute segment?
Yeah.
And just boil it down to thumbs up, thumbs down?
I want to know that first.
First?
Yeah.
Better than Superman Returns.
But the thing is it didn't get the reviews that Superman Returns got over the top buzz, and I thought it was a dud. I thought it was stinkeroni.
In retrospect, everyone goes back and craps on Superman Returns.
I didn't like it then.
Phantom Menace. Yeah. No, back then, a lot of people were like, it was okay. I didn't like it back then all that much.
Because I didn't like it at all.
I thought it was just a remake of the first, which for my money, best superhero movie they've made.
The first one.
Yeah. The very first Christopher Reeves, 1978, horrible special effects. They've never done a comic book movie with that sort of acting.
Yeah.
And that sort of like
I never really liked Christopher Reeves, but I liked him as Superman. It was kind of kitschy, kind of comic booky.
Other than that? He did that in like the Red Shoe Diaries. The guy had no career.
I mean, he tried to do other things, but people thought, oh, he's so handsome or whatever. He never did that for me.
Yeah, I know. People hate handsome actors.
He has a weird...
Bring me Steve Buscemi.
I mean, he's dead.
Philip Seymour Hoffman. Come on.
But I don't like Margot Kidder, and I find that she's annoying on screen.
She's not attractive.
She's not. I mean, to me, I think you can play down an actress if you want her to play the everyday girl next door.
Yeah, watch Monster.
That's right. Exactly. But I'm just saying, like, I don't like her. I don't like her voice.
Well,
she didn't do crap either,
if I recall correctly.
She wound up, I think, nude in somebody's backyard and made big
news.
Well,
yeah, with her teeth missing. like her caps got knocked off because she hit her mouth on a tree branch or something. So she's just running around with those little stalactite teeth.
Oh, gosh.
Like Gollum.
And I didn't like that in the Superman Returns movie. Here, my mom, she's big into Superman, and she got into the Superman show, whatever. What was the show, the series called?
Superman?
No, it was not. I mean, that's an old one.
Smallville?
Yes, exactly. Okay. So she liked it, and she liked the actor who played his nemesis there.
Lex Luthor?
Yes. But he had a different name in the show. I forget. I don't know. Maybe they just called him Lex, or they called him something else.
I don't know. I was literally after seeing Superman yesterday, or Man of Steel, whatever the hell it is, I was thinking...
Well, there was Lois and Clark, too, which she wasn't in that, but she wasn't...
Everyone wanted to screw Terry Hatcher back then. Holy God.
Well, I think good old What's-His-Face there was pretty good, too.
Every man used his 14.4 modem to download that picture of her just in the cape, and
she kind of gets on my nerves, too. I don't really like her, either.
What's wrong with her? She doesn't do anything.
I think I liked her in The Housewives. I mean, I never saw that show, but I like the idea of her being on there and being catty or whatever, because she seems like a neighbor that I wouldn't like.
As a high maintenance bitch or not.
I don't know. I think she wrote a book, and there was like some series of abuse as a youth or something.
Of course.
So she's playing that card. I know.
Everyone's had a bad childhood. What do you want?
Except for me. Mine was great.
Yeah, exactly. You're practically used as a drug mule.
I lived in a castle.
Here's a suite. Now sit on the toilet and don't flush.
It's like, oh my goodness. Yeah, so the Superman Returns, I didn't like that one because, one, I didn't really like Kevin Spacey as Lex Luthor.
I did not like it up until my mom, the tinfoil queen, saw it like on HBO. And I was like, you know why this is bad? Because he's so over the top with his Lex, whereas Gene Hackman was amazing with it.
Yeah.
And she caught something I didn't really get. She's like, yeah, but Superman's supposed to be Jesus. So, of course, they're making this guy like the devil. That's why he's so over the top evil.
Yeah.
And once she said that, I let the movie skate. I wasn't like, I didn't hate it, but I didn't hate it. It's just, it seemed so superfluous to me.
I had a friend who's a big, like, big Superman fan and into the comic books.
He must slay ass.
He actually does. He really does. Okay. I mean, he is, yeah. So
he must pay for a lot.
No, he does not.
Interesting.
And he's got a beamer, too, so that helps, I'm sure. But anyhow, he's very smart. He's got 2 master's degrees, so he's bright.
And poonology, apparently.
Yes. So he didn't like, what he didn't like about Superman Returns is that they tried to make him like an everyday guy. Like he's just at the bar and they just slide down a Miller Lite and he's having a beer. I don't even remember that scene, but
that really resonated. He made it up.
It resonated with him. Like he just said that was the kind of vibe. And he's like, you know what? He's Superman. Okay. So he's not hanging out with his pals having a beer and his cape or whatever. So screw that. I didn't really like some of the, I mean, I go to the movies for entertainment and I understand that
really
their Superman doesn't really exist. So yeah, this,
I like that you said that,
this flying man and all that.
I go but see a concert to hear music.
But the thing is that
I go to a restaurant for the food.
The thing is that like there were some things that were just so unbelievable, and I'm not one of those nitpicky.
I don't
whatever.
Remember it all that much. I remember
Kate, talking about it later that they show this.
You
scene.
Need to not talk over me when I talk.
Really?
Yeah.
Mr. talks over everybody.
Yeah. You need to learn your place.
Anyhow, there's a scene at the beginning of the movie where they're flying around and all of a sudden they're doing like, they're saying, oh, this plane's doing 5Gs, but the flight attendants are still passing out drinks and walking around. Like I went on the Stratosphere ride where you do like 2Gs.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks that their skeleton just came out of their body. No one's going like, hey, you want some drinks or whatever.
That's the movie though. They just say words. It's like me as a locksmith when everyone walks up and picks a lock by like shoving a damn bike spoke into it. And then it's like, oh, lock's picked. No, it doesn't work that way. But what do you want? Or when they film in quote unquote DC, yeah, and it's just downtown LA. And you're like, wait a minute. DC subway. You're like, we don't call it that.
No. But then the other thing is I didn't like is that he has this illegitimate son.
Yeah.
He has a son.
Super bastard.
He has a 7-year-old kid.
Yeah. Superman.
So my mom,
super deadbeat dad,
who really does like Superman and gets into that. Now she's not like a comic book person or whatever, but she really does like it. And I said to my mom, like in the theater, I'm like, what the heck? Like Superman has a kid and he doesn't even know about it.
Yeah.
Like, what is this? Like
super negligent.
Yeah, he's Superman, but he super sucks as a dad.
Well,
like, how does he
that's
not?
That's always the joke, that he can't even have sex with a human because he blow a load right out her spine.
And I was like, what the heck is this? My mom goes, Elson, he's Superman. He's saving the world.
Exactly.
You think he has time for his kid? This is my mom.
He's the only dad that should get away with it.
Get me to empathize with Superman.
Yeah.
Being a poor parent.
Can you imagine super daughter in 18 years will be on the pole?
I don't know.
Giving
just
the
like,
world's best lap dances.
My mom's like, Allison, he's saving the world. What do you want? You want him to be a good dad, too?
Exactly. She's right. You want him to catch that train going off the cliff? Or be there to...
What about that asteroid?
Tuck in little Matthew.
That was,
little Matthew Kent.
That was heading for Massachusetts. He saved Massachusetts. So what?
Yeah.
I mean, he knows about his son now.
Oh, God. Superboy and super therapy later in life.
Anyhow, so
who
the
was there to save me?
But the ratings for that at the time were actually pretty good. I mean, they were like, you know,
the box office.
Yeah, like B. I guess it got like a B rating or
oh, that
three
kind
out
of rating.
Of 4 stars or
they're
whatever.
Okay. Like I went on Rotten Tomatoes and I compared the two. I think it had like a 69. Ha-ha.
75, I think. Was it? 75, and it was like 80 something percent for the. It was pretty.
I
even.
Never look at the audience.
Yeah.
The audience is a bunch of dunces.
Well, the audience for this new one is like 85% and it's 57. 58,
yeah.
Yeah.
58 when I last checked,
yeah.
But yeah, same difference. Okay. What am I doing this? The thumb up out of 10, out of 5, what? Give me my scale and I'll give you your rating.
I think overall, I think people are going to enjoy it. I mean,
you asked me my rating.
Yeah.
I want you to establish the criteria.
I mean, you could go 1 to 10. You could do thumbs up,
Not,
thumbs down.
You tell me what I'm doing. You asked the question. I want to play by your rules. I'm gonna be nitpicky about
this. Well, we're all gonna see it. So a thumbs up, thumbs down is not gonna work, because thumbs up, I think that's fair. I think people will
let's do
see
out of
it.
10.
Yeah.
So, since you just don't want to commit to anything.
Right.
Out of 10, 6.5 to 7.
Yeah.
Not great.
So you're with Rotten Tomatoes, 60%.
It ain't great. It ain't as bad as I expected it to be.
But did you like it better or worse than Superman? Like, I really did not like Superman Returns. I just thought they should have just put it in the toilet.
As time has passed, I forgot how much I disliked Superman Returns. So I've kind of like clowned on the people who are like, "Whoa, it was so bad."
Yeah.
But I think when I saw it, I was not happy with what I saw.
I wasn't.
And I'm not a big Superman guy. I've seen like part one 3 times or some junk on HBO.
Yeah.
It was better in Superman Returns, man.
Yeah.
Because, all right, I'll break it down for you, then I'll tell you the viewing experience.
Okay.
Actually, we'll do both together.
All right.
We call it synergy. First of all, I show up at 3:30.
Yeah.
Thinking I'm going to get a hell of a deal. Apparently, matinee now kicks in or ends at like noon.
Oh, that's paid. It depends on where you go, but yeah, you're
right. I paid $12.50 per ticket at 3:30 p.m.
I did 11, I think.
Are
10:15.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I blew my mind out of my
ass. You'll look
when
at it.
When did this start?
But that, I think, it is the matinee price. It's just the regular price has gone up as well.
No, it was the real price.
I paid $10.50 and it said regular price because the other one is $12.
And Tony was like, "I'm sorry, did I just hear $25 for 2 tickets? He's like, I'm like, "Yeah, that's what I paid for you, buddy."
Wow.
Happy birthday, you son of a bitch. You tick. So we walk in. There's 2 seats left. It's in we're at the Regal Cinemas in Manassas, Virginia. We walk into an unbelievably small theater, given that it's the new Superman movie.
Oh, really? You know why? Because they put it in several.
Yeah, but you think it would get all of the big ones.
It probably is, but I mean, but isn't it also, are they doing it in 3D too?
There's a 3D, there's like an IMAX.
Yeah.
It's in 2 normal ones. I don't go for that 3D crap. I don't need anything fancy.
Yeah.
I thought I was saving a couple bucks by picking this. And of course I get a whoring, but whatever. So we walk in. And I'm like, "Tony, this place is packed and it's tiny. You want to just peace out?" He's like, "Nah, there's 2 seats right up at the top."
Oh, wow.
So we walk to the top and I sit next to
a
lovely couple of color.
Wow.
Shall we say?
Yellow.
No, a different color. Keep guessing.
Blue. No. Smurfs. They were Smurfs.
No.
Okay, so these 2 Smurfs. Keep going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lovely black couple.
Easy Tiger.
Nothing wrong with him.
Oh, because the Cosbys are doctors and lawyers and they can afford to go to the movies.
I don't know. That was just unnecessary. I'm just saying I sat next to a black couple.
Okay.
Now, if we're going to open our stereotype encyclopedia.
Right.
Next to black person.
Right.
We scroll down to movie theater.
Yeah, loud.
Doesn't shut up. Talks through the movie.
Yes.
If any comedian in the 80s taught me anything,
black
people don't shut up in a movie theater.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, let's just say these guys didn't really care to set out and shatter any stereotypes. They didn't care to fight the good fight.
No.
As soon as the opening credits kicked in.
Yeah.
I heard a very loud, "Oh my God." And he kind of like clutched his girl with excitement. I was just like, "Oh no.
This is going to be rough." In those cases, I understand it was a crowded theater. That makes me want to leave.
Every special effect was reacted to like it was a real thing.
Yeah. Like my grandmother and her soap.
Damn, look how big that explosion is. There's so many dams. Yeah. There was, "Oh." There was, there were several GDs tossed out. Then there wasn't just the visceral reaction scenes where the girl got in on it too.
Yeah.
Where I think Superman is flying alongside, I don't know, some shuttle or some junk, whatever. I don't remember.
Right.
He is displaying his speed where it's like, "Damn, how fast is he?" He's a computer image. He's as fast as they need him to be. How's that, sister? Not only that, though.
Yeah.
Because I can excuse, like, people reacting to the big scenes.
Right.
The entire time, my brain's just like, "Wow, so these are like the dumb people that make this country go where it goes. Like anyone this in just this is why bad movies get made, because there's people that react to it in this way.
Yeah.
There's not only that.
Right.
But explanation.
Yeah.
Of scenes that are being explained.
Yeah.
Like we go at the beginning, the first couple of first chunk of the movie, actually, because they're really trying to reestablish his background, is all on Krypton.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. It's pure computer graphics, but whatever. Yeah. And they go to this tank and you just see like a water tank with a bunch of fetuses.
Mm.
Nice. And he turns to his woman. Nothing has been said about this. You just see fetuses. They're clearly fetuses. You'd have to be a dunce not to recognize a fetus.
Right.
And he turns to his broad. He goes, "That's where they keep the babies at." Thank you. Thank you for covering that.
Wouldn't you like to have sex with that guy? This is how it's going down.
This is where my penis goes. He's pointing at her giner. Yeah.
This ship's gonna land. This bus is coming to the terminal.
The Krypton's going to hell. It's exploding. Again, not spoiling anything. Yeah. People know that Krypton blows up. That's why Superman comes to Earth.
Right.
If you want to call it a spoiler, lick me.
Yeah.
Magma's shooting out of the Earth. Again, not real magma. All computer-generated crap. Turns to his girl. "Oh, baby, that's the lava from the center of the Earth. That planet is dead." I was biting through my tongue not to lie. It didn't really annoy me the way that constant chatter does. Like when people are talking about
every day.
"Who's picking up Tim from soccer practice?" "I thought you were. Why don't you listen to anything I say?"
Yeah.
That really bugs me.
Yeah.
This, it went from bugging me to being like a whipped cream on top of the film.
It can be kind of comical. I went to see one of the Mummy movies, Mummy Returns or something like that.
Yeah.
And there was a couple behind us and they were doing the same thing. And I saw this one where Denzel Washington is a cop and he's framed. And it was just a play by play. "Oh, don't go in the bedroom. Oh, she said, come here. You know, she said, come." I was like, you know what? I got to get out of here. And then it was the whole, like, we all know in the Mummy Returns and there's these bugs and you're not supposed to pick them. And if you touch them, then they, you know, then they multiply.
Was there an "oh no" he didn't uttered?
No, it's like, "Don't touch them bugs. I'm black."
"Oh, he touched that bug."
"The black ones is dangerous. Oh, you know what's going to happen. There's a sandstorm. Oh, hell, that's going to catch up. You got to get in that plane. You know you should have picked up the scroll." You're like, you know.
I just... like, what blows my mind is people getting off the computer imagery. I get it if you're watching Bruce Lee in his prime.
Yeah.
And it's Enter the Dragon and there's real martial arts combat.
Yeah.
But it's computer-generated Superman.
Yeah.
Fighting computer-generated General Zod. He's just like, "Oh my God, look how hard they're hitting each other." And you're like, "Jesus Christ, nothing real is happening. This was all done in post-production. This is make-believe as it gets."
Yeah, but he's using his imagination, so it's real to him, and that's good.
It hurt my head so much.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's so annoying. And I don't like... and then I have those friends that can be just as annoying, and they're lost through the whole thing. But my neighbor is that way. She's like, "Who is this on TV? Is that Rosie O'Donnell? Is it Donald or is that Rosie? Is it... oh my gosh, is she going to cook something or is she going in the kitchen? Is she... oh my gosh, where are they? Is this in the studio? Is this in Burbank?" Like, you know what? I'm watching it for the first time too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, exactly. Explain to me what you're processing.
It's like she gets way ahead of the curve. Doesn't she have allergies? Shouldn't she not be in Burbank? Isn't there a flu going around? Like, you know what?
It didn't ruin it for me. It was what it was. It gave me 10 minutes on the radio. After the movie ended, he and his broad go to the side of the theater and they just start holding court with the other black guy watching Superman, having this real comic book nerd talk loud as hell during the credits. At that point, he really wasn't holding back.
Yeah.
For the actual movie, it was good. It started off because I went into it. If you went to inpapasbasement.com, you could read my review of the movie without having seen it. And I was like, you know what? It's going to be the same crap as Superman Returns.
Yeah.
Because they did the same thing with the star-studded cast, a no-name playing Superman. The movie disappointed me in a way I didn't expect it to.
Yeah, but look at how Brandon Routh really took off.
It's going places.
So it did a wonderful.
What's his name? Danger Dog is the only other thing he did. I forgot what the hell that movie's called.
I don't even know.
Other comic movie. No, it just tanked. It's on Netflix. Dylan Dog. That's it. Oh. Danger Dog. Dylan Dog. The movie for the first 40 minutes,
yeah,
I thought was like profoundly well done.
Right.
Like we're flipping back to current Superman. And then these little vignettes from his life, like the first time he's going nuts because he hyper processes all sound. He's trying to sit in a classroom.
Yeah.
And of course, he's hearing like bees buzzing and like a guy farting in Beijing.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, Clark, why are you freaking out? And then it cuts to like his teenage years and he's doing something extraordinary then.
Yeah.
And it really was this great interspliced kind of storytelling technique. And the dude who plays General Zod, I think Michael Shannon, he plays the evil FBI agent in Boardwalk Empire. Just a really hulking guy with a square jaw. Great as Zod.
Yeah.
Blows old Zod out of the water. Kevin Costner as Pa Kent is cool. Diane Lane is Ma Kent. I just want to screw that woman so hard.
A lot of people do. And I get that one. You can have that one over Terry Hatcher.
She just keep aging. I don't care. She's still... I'll bang her and slip her a Boniva afterward. I will wreck that. I love that broad. Amy Adams is fine as Lois Lane. It got cheesy all of a sudden because it was like...
A romance or...
Well, two things fell apart. First, it's like, oh, we have to start pissing away the special effects budget on this bitch.
Oh, really?
We've been just telling a story for a while. Time to blow some crap up.
I got you.
So it starts to go from like actual like... human feelings for Superman building a story to like watch him fight big robots and he's flying through lava. Whee!
Yeah, but I don't think you can have a Superman movie without that, really. You know,
they went from 0 to 60 in like 2 seconds.
Oh, I see.
It was give me some of it, but it could have been almost more is less.
Yeah,
like he fights maybe a couple special effects.
I'd like to hear
things.
Kevin Smith. You know, Kevin Smith has a big thing.
Smodcast.
Yeah, so I kind of wonder what he has to say about it. I mean, being in like an Uber fan.
I don't.
Well, I mean, I'd like to know like what the real fans think. I don't think real fans were a fan of the last one.
No, so they weren't.
It's like me with the Hulk. Like I really do like superhero movies and the Hulk and everything, but I don't.
I just keep rebooting it. There's been three Hulks. There's what, Ed Norton.
Yeah.
Eric Bana and now Mark Ruffalo for Avengers.
Yeah. And I think because I was a fan of the TV show growing up and the really, and it really did have that human element and he didn't like being bad, which I guess the comic book Hulk really does like being bad. He does.
There's so many. That's why I can't keep up with comics. And anyone way into comics, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You are like, if you're into some cool indie comic, that's fine. But if you're like, go to a comic character, a big one's wiki page.
Yeah.
Try to keep up with the history of it.
Yeah.
When I was a kid in the early 90s, I used to buy comic book cards because I like collecting crap.
Yeah.
And like they would list like the entire character biography in the span of a card or two.
Yeah.
And that's all you needed. Now,
do you know what I collected as a kid? No.
I don't. Yeah, I was going to say like broken promises. Your disappointments at the hands of your parents. I don't know.
The books food stamps came in.
Yeah. The cans that just said what the food was on it. Literally just a white thing that said peas in black text.
This is an empty book of food stamps. Your mom didn't really sell them for cash. I shouldn't be hungry.
Wow. Okay. But there's so many different realities because now they just bring in a different writer every 2 years. He's like, oh, this is my take. This is my reality.
But I think in a sense that can be good in a sense. I mean, because if we weren't happy with some of the other ones.
The story's just been done to death for all of these guys. That's it.
Like, but I did like the Hulk series with Bill Bixby and all
that. Well, that's fine because, hold on. Oh, God damn it.
But there hasn't been a movie.
What a CT's of a sneeze. Now it's inside my brain. It's going to explode.
But there hasn't been a movie that really captured that humanity. I mean, I think the one with Ed Norton sort of tried, and I did like the nods to some of the show when they put Lou Ferrigno in there and all that. But even
it's
still,
because
it kind of lacks
summer
some of that.
Blockbusters. They have to rush to the explosions at some point.
Yeah, it was too much CGI and stuff.
You're going to feel the way I did about Superman then, where at first it's very human.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, we really got to get this bitch rolling. Oh, Lois, remember how we were just talking to each other? We're making out now. We love each other now. You're like, wait a minute. I
want to make an illegitimate son.
Yeah, it just goes from like, you could see them slowly building something.
Yeah.
Till he's practically two knuckles deep in her.
Wow.
You're just like, okay. There was a lot of good in it. Yeah. The evil people, like whoever, I don't know, whoever played Bicciolini. I was going to say Bicciolina, Zod's sidekick, the female. Bicciolina was great. I don't know her real name.
I don't know either.
Yeah, she was good. Zod was good. All the actors are pretty much all spot on.
Right.
Superman was kind of...
Oh, really?
He was probably the weakest actor in the bunch. He wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
And I feel it's more like they put him in certain situations where, again, they could have built up emotion organically.
Yeah.
And they were almost doing that, just setting up this is his life up to this point for the first half of the movie.
Yeah.
But then it's like, bam, you love Lois. Bam, you hate Zod. Bam, feel this for your parents. And he, from this very quiet persona, has to go to like, oh, I'm smiling and kissing you. Oh, I'm growling and fighting you and all this junk. And you're like, wait a minute, they build him up as this quiet guy.
Yeah.
And he seems very quiet and withdrawn at first. And then it's like, that doesn't sell in the second half. Be energetic, you ass. And it's like, well, now he's out of character.
Yeah.
But it was good, man. Like, you're not going to... The ultimate kind of arbiter, if I liked the movie or not, did I walk out and say, I pissed, I blew that money. No. I wasn't sad I blew my $12 or whatever. It was good. Like, was it amazing? Eh, no.
Yeah.
But... it's the best thing Zack Snyder's done since 300 for my money. Like, the people that liked Watchmen, get the F out of here. Have you ever read it?
Yeah. I don't.
Like, yeah. Watchmen's great read. But the movie was just all over the place. I loved Malin Ackerman or whatever, naked a million times. That was good. Carla Gugino, I could stare at those all day. And certain things were good. But Superman or Man of Steel was better. Man of Steel. Good flick. Not great. Good. Go watch it. You'll like it. I promise.
I mean, I'll probably see it. I mean, I want to see all the movies anyhow. So that's
all the movies ever.
Just about. I mean, I enjoy going to the movies. I'm one of the few people that actually likes going to the theater. So I would go every weekend. I'd do a double feature if I could.
I do if there's something I want to see. Like, I won't hold back, but.
Like, but I still haven't seen Iron Man. I still haven't seen Star Trek. I still haven't seen.
Saw Star Trek?
Yeah.
Not good.
Oh, you did see it?
Mm-hmm.
When did you see that? I thought you weren't going to see it.
No, I saw it on like the $5 day.
Oh, I gotcha.
Like, it came out that weekend, that Tuesday. I caught it for 5 shekels.
I gotcha.
Like, I had a job nearby. I was like,
Yeah.
Not good.
It was bad.
Nah,
but I liked the first
one. Bad is strong, just not. If you like the first,
mm-hmm.
you'll kind of like this. I got into the original a couple of years ago.
I mean, I liked the first, I haven't followed that. I'm not like a Trekkie or anything.
I'm not a Trekkie. I just remember what the Shatner ones were like. And the live action ones are the antithesis of it.
Oh, yeah. But I thought the characters were kind of clever. And I thought the new guys that they got for it were okay.
You'll like it then. It isn't that different than the first movie.
Yeah.
I liked it a little less than the first.
I gotcha.
Like, I'd give the first a 7.
I mean, I was entertained. Again, I didn't feel bad losing my money, but it wasn't the best. The last best movie I saw was Mud with Matthew McConaughey.
I know. Your precious Mud.
It's not my precious Mud. I mean, he really did do a great job, so you should see it. Yeah. So, go ahead.
No, I'm going to sit here silently. I don't like orders.
What about Blue Valentine? Did you want to talk about that?
Wait, we got 2 seconds left. No, we're free. We don't get to discuss Blue Valentine. That's for another day. I could dissect Blue Valentine for 45 minutes.
Oh, really? Then I'll give
you a
chance.
I had a profound talk with a friend about Blue Valentine.
Me and your brother, we saw it together and we liked it. So
we just discussed really who was at fault in the breakup.
Oh, well, I think we
Blue
had
Valentine.
Our we had our things too.
Yeah, I think any man and woman seeing that movie together, or just a man and woman discussing it, period, there's a lot of ways to interpret Blue Valentine.
Well, we should talk about it next time then.
We do your homework. If you have Showtime on demand, you can currently stream Blue Valentine.
Okay.
It's got Ryan Gosling. It's got Michelle Williams, is it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The one who killed Heath Ledger. Her. It's got her and the dreamy Gosling.
I think, you know, again,
who somehow ages into Dale Gribble in the course of the movie.
It kind of views relationships in a real light, you know.
It's very real. It's the story of a married couple.
Yeah.
And like a span of 5 years, them coming together and then falling apart. It's good. Yeah. Do that as homework and we'll discuss this unless we forget it. In which case, the last couple minutes of this episode was just pure unprofessionalism. And on that note, we can punch out. Allison. All
right, sounds good.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Want to get a hold of you on Twitter. It's at Allison Frank, A-L-L-I-S-0, not O-N, F-R-A-N-K.
Correct.
Me, you want to get a hold of me. You're like, oh, he's just that John Papagiorgio. He sounds so dreamy. Yeah. I need to show him my genitalia via Twitter.
Do you really want to see genitals?
I do.
Or boobs?
Boobs more than genitals.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Boobs translate better.
Yeah, pretty. I mean, that's like some guy just sending his sack. Like, why would you want to just see nuts?
Yeah, that is the corollary.
I just wouldn't.
I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. The show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Go there for a new episode every Monday, every Thursday, as well as a bunch of my writing and all of our contact info, like the Facebook link, which is facebook.com/papasbasement, the Twitter handles I mentioned, and the iTunes link. And if you do have an iDevice, download the podcast app, find us, subscribe to us, rate us. We really do need you to subscribe. That's what counts for listener purposes to the good people of Apple.
I gotcha.
Till the next one.
Boom.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.